here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 15th of November, 2011. It's the birthday of the newspaper columnist Franklin Pierce Adams, born Chicago, 1881. Had a very popular column entitled The Conning Tower, which he signed with his initials, F.P.A. Remembered now mainly for the fact that it launched the careers of Dorothy Parker and James Thurber. It's the birthday of the poet Marianne Moore, born in Kirkwood, Missouri, 1887. A famous character among the literati of New York, going out in public in a black cape and a tricorn hat. And it's the birthday of the artist Georgia O'Keeffe, born Sun Prairie, Wisconsin, 1887. She sent some charcoal drawings to a friend who showed them to Alfred Stieglitz, who hung them in his gallery in New York, and that was her first show. He convinced her to move to New York from Texas, where she'd been teaching. He promoted her work, and he fell in love with her. And in 1924, they were married. She painted flowers and dramatic cityscapes and bleached bones, and he photographed her more than 500 times over the years. Stieglitz and O'Keeffe wrote each other many, many letters, sometimes three or four a day. The first volume of their correspondence, entitled My Faraway One, was published earlier this year. O'Keeffe's other great love was the landscape around Taos, New Mexico. Took her first trip there in 1929, went back every summer to paint, and after Stieglitz died in 1946, she moved there permanently. Gave up painting in oils when her eyesight failed in the mid-70s, continued to work in pencil and watercolor, and then began sculpting with clay until just 2 years before her death in 1986, at the age of 98. Here's a poem for today by Kenneth Rexroth, Falling Leaves and Early Snow. In the years to come, they will say, they fell like the leaves in the autumn of 1939. November has come to the forest, to the meadows, where we picked the cyclamen. The year fades with the white frost on the brown sedge in the hazy meadows, where the deer tracks were black in the morning. Ice forms in the shadows, disheveled maples hang over the water. Deep gold sunlight glistens on the shrunken stream. Somnolent trout move through pillars of brown and gold. The yellow maple leaves eddy above them. The glittering leaves of the cottonwood, the olive, velvety, alder leaves, the scarlet dogwood leaves, most poignant of all. In the afternoon, thin blades of cloud move over the mountains. The storm clouds follow them. Fine rain falls without wind. The forest is filled with wet, resonant silence. When the rain pauses, the clouds cling to the cliffs and the waterfalls. In the evening, the wind changes. Snow falls in the sunset. We stand in the snowy twilight and watch the moon rise in a breach of cloud. Between the black pines lie narrow bands of moonlight, glimmering with floating snow. An owl cries in the sifting darkness. The moon has a sheen like a glacier. A poem by Kenneth Rexroth, Falling Leaves and Early Snow, from the collected shorter poems published by New Directions and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by CenturyLink, a new kind of broadband company linking Americans coast to coast with consistently fast speeds and personal service. More at CenturyLink.com. Produced by our technical director, Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.